and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this time, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. Gabriel has been down to the hill country of Judea and visited, been to Jerusalem and visited Zechariah, who is of the hill country of Judea. He and his wife Elizabeth have been given a word about they will have a son in their old age. Zechariah goes home, and sure enough, just like the Lord said, she conceives, and a son is on the way, as the Lord has commanded. Zechariah, he can't speak. He doubted the things of the Lord, and what the word of the Lord brought by Gabriel, that he would have a son and he would be great, and the Lord's going to do this. And Zechariah essentially said, what's the sign? And Gabriel said, oh, you've doubted the word of the Lord. Yes, you will get a sign. You won't be able to speak until the Lord fulfills these things in 9 months or more. And then we find later on in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, Gabriel goes up to Galilee, to a city in the city of Nazareth, and there is a virgin, a young woman there, never married, never known a man, that he is sent to, and he goes and says, you've been chosen by God Almighty to bear his son. She's a spouse to a man. She's to be married to a man. They've not been married. They've not come together yet, and the Lord has chosen her. Someone that would not be known by the world. Joseph, a man not known by the world. They indeed are of the descendancy of David. And as God has promised, he will bring forth his son. He will bring forth his only begotten son and savior and redeemer, judge and king of the lineage of David, who was a man after God's own heart, selected by God to be the king of Israel. And so Gabriel greets Mary, and he tells how blessed she is, not in anything that she has done, not in anything that was done by or in regards to her parents or her conception. She was conceived and born just like all the rest of us, but our Lord has chosen her and is going to conceive within her. Jesus Christ is not going to have a father after the descendancy of Adam. He's got God Almighty as his father. Oh, yes, a mother of the descendancy of Adam, just like it was promised back there. Not that the seed of the man would bruise the head of the serpent, but the seed of the woman. And that's the way that the Lord has done it. That's the way that the Lord, it has been man that has gone against God. It is man that is depraved and corrupt and dead naturally in the spirit. The Lord will use this woman, and he will conceive within her his son, and she will carry and bring forth the Lord Jesus Christ. Gabriel says, don't fear. It said, you're highly favored. You're blessed. She wonders what that means. Verse number 30 of chapter 1, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, which is her descendancy. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, that is Israel. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? So now, you understand Mary's question is just a real question. Zechariah's question was a question of doubt. Mary's question is just, how can it be? I don't know a man, and I don't have a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, it is the Holy Spirit that will come upon thee, Mary. Not a man, But the Holy Spirit of God shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And so it'll be the Holy Spirit of God that will conceive within you, Mary. You won't even know it. You won't even know it, but God will do it. And as the child develops, then you will know. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Said, by the way, Mary, Elizabeth, she's having a son too. And so that would cause Mary to rejoice indeed. And Gabriel reveals unto this woman his local plan, the accomplishing of his local plan to bring things to pass that he has prophesied about. He says here, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And I tell you what, we need to understand that. With God, nothing shall be impossible, because with God, that's what that word for can be. We can substitute that. It's a manner of speaking that we don't use today. For or because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Mary goes, she's having a child too. Mary knew that she couldn't have a child and hadn't had a child, and she was up in years. Said, Elizabeth, my cousin is having a child too, and God can do these impossible things. And we need to know that. God can do everything in life that we need. Every impossible thing that you and I face, our Lord has the answer for it. You know what? If he has the answer for the salvation of the soul of sinners, he has the answer for everything. And that's just true. That's just the way that it is. And so these two women being touched by the Lord, being used by the Lord in this great way, Elizabeth to bring forth, Elizabeth and Zacharias, to bring forth John, who would be the forerunner of Christ, and then the Lord Jesus Christ being conceived in Mary by the Spirit of God to bring forth his Son, the God-man, the Savior, the Redeemer of his people. Not doubt on the case of Mary, but faith and an inquiry for understanding. Listen to what it says here in verse 38. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. You know what Mary does? She says, yes, whatever you say, Lord, whatever the Lord says, that's what I'm submitting to. Whatever it is that the Lord wants, whatever the Lord has purposed to do, if he wants to use me in this way, whatever, let it be. Let it be. Be it unto me according to thy word, Gabriel. And the angel departed from her. Listen to this. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. Okay, so that's down there in the hill country of Judah. And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I'm here. Elizabeth, I've come for a visit. She hollers at her cousin. She's excited. She's made the trip from Nazareth all the way down there to that town and that city down there in Judah. And she says, I'm here. I've come to visit you. And so let's read what it says. And it came to pass, verse 41 of Luke 1, that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, what's this? The babe leaped in her womb, John. He's not born yet. Oh, but he made a commotion, didn't he? He leaped. He rejoiced. The rejoicing of John over his Savior and Redeemer. He, even as an unborn child, let that speak to us. An unborn child with the Spirit of God abiding upon him, he rejoiced at the presence of his Savior. Let's read on. He leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit of God. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And she's filled with the Spirit of God. She knows the things of her hand. She believes what Zacharias no doubt had been writing down for her to convey to her what he saw. Zacharias is going to be given a tablet in the future concerning the name of his son that is born. They're going to be stupefied that they want to name him this name John. And so they're going to give him chalk or some writing tablet or whatever. Zacharias has been writing and telling Elizabeth what's going on. She conceived. She's got this child on the way. She's 6 months, 7 months along. And she says, "Praise be to God that the mother of my Lord would come and visit me." And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, the son which you carry. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy, and blessed is she that believed." Zechariah didn't believe, did he? But she believed. She believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. If you're here under the hearing of my voice, and you don't know the forgiveness of sins, the peace of God, being freed from the condemnation of your sin. See, there's a punishment for sin that's coming. And we sin and we sin as people. We sin and sin and sin and sin and sin against God. Well, yeah, we sin against one another. We do many things against one another, and they too are against our Lord. We do many things against our Lord. We have this sin that just stacks up against us. Stacks up against us naturally. Our own depravity cooks up more things, and we despise the things of the Lord. We hate the way of the Lord, and this sin stacks up against us. And I pray that you, under the hearing of my voice, if you're not saved, that you would see that your sins stand against you. They stand between you and your Lord, your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. They stand. They are your sins. And there's judgment. There's coming damnation for those sins. And you need relief of those sins. You need payment of those sins. And this very one who Mary is carrying is the answer for those sins. He's the Savior. He came and he identifies very much with you and me, and that his mother is a woman. She is of mankind. And the Lord Jesus Christ indeed became a man himself without any sin. No performance of sin, no thought of sin. He's impeccable. He's perfect. He never sinned. But he knows what it is to be around sin. He knows what it is to bear sin. The sins of those that repent and believe, the sins of sinners put upon him that he carried to his cross. Not his sins, but the sins of sinners. And he did so for the sake of sinners. And you know what? That's how you can be relieved of the condemnation that rests upon you, is by receiving this Jesus who was born of a virgin, who lived and in the prime of his life gave himself on the cross of Calvary, gave his life, shed his blood, poured out his soul unto death, and died and was buried, and by his power, because he is God, raised from the dead. Not only is he a forgiver of sinners and a payer of sins of sinners, but he is also the giver of everlasting life. Where sin does nothing but bring us death, Jesus, by repentance of those sins before God, admitting to God that you're guilty, and trusting in this Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, you too can be saved, have your sins forgiven, and the Lord Jesus grant unto you everlasting life. We point you to him. And may our Lord help you and bless you with salvation from Jesus Christ. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with his good word and the good truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.